It's great to have you with us again here at the Covenant of Grace Prayer Line. The past few days we've talked about God responding to Job with a critique, or considering the questionings that Job had had considering his dilemma, his trials. And then we spoke about God and his preparations and workings considering restoration and seeing that accomplished in relationship with Job and to give him better understanding and perspective on things. And now we're going to talk about Job and his repentance and his getting his heart right and now having a clear picture, beginning to take heart with the things that God has given him and be able to work with it. Turn to Job chapter 42, verse 5 and 6. The scriptures that we're considering come from verses 1 through 6 of chapter 42 that we'll be meditating upon today. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. My ears have heard of you. That's kind of vague, but now it says, now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Job clearly says through these passages, I have understanding now. I have true knowledge of what's been going on. I don't got the whole thing, but I got enough to know, hey, this is where God's at in the midst of all this. And that I shouldn't have doubted who he was and what he is in my life. God had finished speaking, and now it was time for Job to respond to God, as God had responded to him and his questions and things. And through that silent period that Job had that really made him doubt himself, as his counselors and otherwise were being quite critical of him. He still knew nothing about Satan's challenge at the beginning of the drama. He had no idea God was allowing him to be tested so as to show Satan that Job was blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, verse 8 of chapter 1 of the book of Job. Job didn't even know that he had basically passed the test, even though he, like his counselors, had talked too much. They had talked too much and had made a fool of himself before God. Sometimes we talk too much, don't we? Sometimes we keep on going at it and saying things that we kind of dig a ditch ourselves when we sin or get to a place of doubting and frustration. And then we really feel sorry about it later. You know, Job is no different. He had the same challenges we did. And God ministered to him as he will minister to us when we have those same difficulties in life. For the most part, Job was still in the dark, except now he knew unmistakably that the Lord created and sustains the universe, and that he manages the moral order of things. Furthermore, Job must have realized now that God would keep him close to his heart. Isn't that a great thing to know that God is going to keep you close to his heart? Despite what you're going through, whatever challenges, if you're his child and he loves you and you've committed yourself to him, he has a special relationship with you and he's not going to easily let go of you. He's going to scratch and claw to keep you in relationship to him as he loves you with all his heart. So what was Job to say? He replied simply, without trying to indulge in fancy rhetoric, that he understood the message of God's speeches. He knew God is all-powerful and that nothing can hinder his plans. In God's strong hands, all things, even justice for the suffering, will be worked out eventually. Have you ever dealt with people who go on with a bunch of rhetoric and talk about a bunch of different things and try to explain things or whatnot, and they really don't answer the question? They really don't deal with the issue, and they try to justify themselves. Well, when it comes between you and God, me and God, you know, I'm justified by faith in him, and his blood sprinkles my heart and life. Folks, you know, are trying to have rhetoric or explain yourself to God in such a way that we come off clean, it's not going to happen anyway. So you might as well expose yourself and allow yourself to be what you are and to see God touch. And from there can be a bridge built of love, and God can minister and help you to go to the other side. You know, Jesus had to go through Calvary for us, that we might have forgiveness of sins and take upon sin and to see redemption's hand. He had to pass through the cross in order to see the power of the resurrection. And we too sometimes have to go through the cross, go through the suffering, in order to walk in the power of the resurrection and then to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Prayer, by the way, is a very important element in being able to have this kind of relationship with God, like Job was recognizing and seeing, and as God spoke to him. We spend a lot of time going to things, doing things, accomplishing things, another meeting here, another Bible study there. But when do we pause and repose enough to really pray? Where are the real waiting upon God prayer meetings? Where are the real times that we take heart and just wait and see that He is God in our lives? Probably not near enough in our busy society. Job went on to apologize for his earlier attitude and behavior. He referred specifically to two statements God had made. First, Job quoted God's reprimand at the beginning of his first speech. God had asked, "Who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge?" I like that. Who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Vain assumptions. Presumptions that are wrong. Things that we've overheard but, quote, aren't true, and they're just a word being spoken and reiterated, a false information. All these things can paint a picture with our hearts and lives, and if we allow it to become a part of us and settle with us, can allow an ill picture of a person, a thing, a family member, etc., that can boil over to something really bad and break relationships and hurt hearts. And so it is sometimes with our relationship to God, when we really don't understand what God is doing in our hearts and lives. Take heart that His intent is good in you and for you. Now Job admitted his ignorance. His answer was simple and contrite. "Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." I love this verse. Verse 3 of chapter 42. I need to put this, I think, over the door of my study. It's an awesome scripture. "So surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know." You know, sometimes that's just the way it is, isn't it? Sometimes we do not speak out of knowledge. We don't speak out of truly understanding the situation. And, you know, we speak and put, you know, our foot in our mouths. Second, Job referred to a statement God had made at the beginning of both major speeches. God had ordered Job to listen because he was going to ask questions. Never be afraid of God asking questions. You know how you used to worry when your mom or dad came around and you knew you'd done something wrong? Come on. You knew you had done something wrong. And mom and dad came around and you knew the question was coming. I mean, you'd already been fearing it for the whole day, whatever was going on. And, you know, the question's coming, and you had already a million times over tried to thought how you were going to get out of it. Mom and dad are a lot smarter than we thought sometimes, right? And, you know, if we sometimes just deal with it openly, honestly, and answer the questions correctly, it's a lot easier punishment to deal with than the one we actually get many times because of what we go about to try to get out of it. Amen. And the same is true with us in God. Sometimes just deal and be open and honest with God. And if your humility and grace is sincere, you're going to find a way of God's going to, He's going to minister to you and He's going to help you throughout all life situations. Remember what Adam and Eve had done, what they had done in the garden and ate of the tree they shouldn't have. And then God speaks to them, said, "What's going on here?" He already knew what's going on here. And God's trying to get their attention. And, you know, He knows something has happened. He's God. He understands. He's omniscient. He has all knowledge. And, you know, they wanted to hide themselves from God. You know, how many times have you wanted to hide yourself from God? I want you to know, don't do it. I've been to a place where I felt bad in my relationship with God, where I felt hurtful about something I'd done. And I wanted to hide and just give up and say, you know, God's never going to restore me. But I want you to know that God loves you. His Spirit is true, and His Word is forever settled in heaven, and He'll make a way, and He'll lift you up. Give Him an opportunity. Don't count God short when it comes to restoration and opportunity in the power of your life for His work and His will. And the power of the Holy Spirit is awesome. Amen. But God's interrogation of him, Job said, before God's interrogation of him, Job said he only had known God of God, and he had known the Lord through what he had learned from tradition and from what others had told him. Perhaps Job was referring to the words about God he had heard from his counselors, but all such words conveyed only indirect knowledge about the Lord. Through God's interrogation, Job experienced the Lord and his nature firsthand. Job learned of God's power and righteousness by being allowed to enter the Lord's presence and listen to his voice. And though he didn't actually see God, he felt as though he had met him face to face. Verse 5 of chapter 42. You know, in our hearts and lives, secondhand knowledge, different other things that people have experienced have blessed our lives and hearts. But if we're not careful, we take upon ourselves traditions of men or things or perceptions that people have of God that are wrongly painting God as who he is. And we can have inbred within us without knowing prejudices and attitudes that need to be removed by the Holy Spirit. It is so important to get down to really understand his word, look at his heart and intent, and take time to allow the Holy Spirit to minister. Because within the body of Christ and in so many areas, whether we like it or not, in every single church, in every single place, there are hidden prejudices and things and attitudes of tradition that sometimes have painted an ill picture of God and about one another, about each and every one of us in the body of Christ, and how we relate and should relate to one another. Let's be wise stewards of the manifold blessings of God. And let's listen to the voice of the Lord. Let's not allow that stinking thinking in our hearts and lives. Probably the only reaction, Job could have had to this experience was to loathe himself, because of this situation. To see his own knowledge, his self-assessment and arguments for the nonsense that was going on, it seemed. You know, but God spoke to him and he began to work a work. And Job may have intended to take back all the spiritually rebellious statements he had made in his speeches to Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar, but this is how he dealt with it. Job repented in dust and ashes. He just availed himself before God, noting his humiliation and insignificance. His repentance should not be taken to be regret for the host of sins of his counselors that accused of him. It was Job understanding the result of sin and understand the place where he had to put himself before God because he had learned of God. And now is understanding life's sufferings and things in a new perspective. And understand is more complex and mysterious than sometimes he and his friends had ever imagined, as all they had to go by were the traditions or things that had happened in the past rather than what God was doing in the present. Job's repentance, therefore, was for boldly questioning God's wisdom and ability to manage human affairs. He wanted the Lord to know that he had experienced a dramatic change in his attitude. The Hebrew word repent in verse 6 means more than to confess one's sin. It also means to console oneself or to be comforted. Job said he was discarding all his previous false notions of God and was placing his assurance in the truth that God was not his enemy, but his friend and his redeemer. If nothing else, remember this statement, okay? Remember this last statement I made in this devotion this morning, that this Hebrew word meant consoling oneself, or to be comforted, and that Job was discarding all his previous false notions of God and was placing his assurance in the truth that God was not his enemy, but his friend and his redeemer. The enemy, Satan, would like you to think that God is against you, that God doesn't love you, that God doesn't care about you. And because of the traditions of men and what men have said, because of sin or this and that, you have sickness or something else in your heart and life. Don't buy into it. Don't give into it. Don't allow those notions to be a part of you. Job recognized the false notions he had of God, his understanding of who God was and how he related to man, and had a whole new revelation, a whole new revelation on the issue. And it was going to make all the difference in his life. Ask yourself this. Do I need to have a change of heart and repent over a time when I boldly question God's plan for my life or for someone else's? If so, will you repent? Will you allow it to work? Allow God to work and allow his victory to be in your heart and life? Job 42 verse 10 says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. What began his restoration that we started talking about in the last devotion? It was the fact that he first began to recognize who God was and his nature and his real perspective about his life and who he was as a child of God. And he first began to recognize that, and then he began to pray for his friends. He didn't think of himself first. He prayed for his friends. And because of that, God began to bring about restoration. Today, I want you to know that many of us, when we have got bad counsel, when people have done us wrong, man, Lord, sick them. Lord, sick them. Lord, sick them. And Job had every right to say sick him, as far as I'm concerned, after reading some of the words of those guys and what they were saying about Job and the situation at hand. But before Job's restoration took place, God voiced his anger with Job's three comforters, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. But Job prayed for his friends. And it helped him to bring conclusion and see healing from the past and what had just transpired and see God help him. And he was restored and blessed and saw God's prosperity in a very special way. Pray for one another. Encourage one another. Don't begrudge. Lift up one another. And be encouraged that sometimes we do miss out on our, you know, perspective. Or I've said that word maybe too many times today. But we need to get God's view on things. And we need to see clearly through the eyes of knowledge and through the work of the Holy Spirit as of who God is, how he relates to me, what he's doing in my life, and now how do I respond to that place of knowledge and understanding and walk in wisdom and see the victory of God. Amen. And to never be in a position where I become bitter and mad about those who I've counseled with, etc., who I trusted for their advice and, you know, it wasn't right. But to pray for them and also maybe later minister to them what the Lord has ministered to me. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we have had this time to share together. I pray that something I've said today will help each and every one of us in our walk with God. And I pray that we would view you differently than maybe we have before. Help us to see clearly through the eyes of the Holy Spirit what is going on in our lives, how you want to minister, and what direction you want us to take. And help me to recognize that no matter what I've gone through, that God, you have a divine understanding considering it that I just do not have. A perspective that is heavenward and not earthly. And if I can truly take hold of that, I can see clearly through eyes that are not of my own, but through the eyes of faith. And be able to take hold of what you have prepared for me and use the gifts and the knowledge you've given me that I might become the servant you want me to be and take the circumstances that be and turn them around to see the victory of God and also see God prepare me for the next opportunity upon life's pathway. I thank you for your love. I thank you for the work of your Spirit. Help me, O Lord, that I might know you and the power of restoration. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and have a great day. Enjoy yourselves today in the Lord and be blessed and prospered in Christ. Amen.